here's a story from The World.
Israel is suffering from one of its worst ecological disasters in memory. Since last week, an oil spill has been washing up along Israel's entire Mediterranean coastline. In a video posted on Saturday by a ranger from the Rosh HaNikra Nature Reserve, that's Israel's largest beach sanctuary, the rocky shoreline is tinted black.
Why did you put that soon?
What a tragedy, the ranger murmurs. I want to cry. All of Israel's Mediterranean beaches are closed until further notice. Officials believe the cleanup could take years. Joining me now from Tel Aviv is Yara Peretz. She's a climate justice activist at GreenCourse. So it took Israeli officials a few days to determine how big this disaster actually is. Can you describe the extent of the damage?
The extent of the damage is still something that is being looked into. Unfortunately, no one is really able to say how bad the damage is to our beaches. And also, there is still oil inside the Mediterranean Sea. We do know that for over 160 kilometers of our beaches have been contaminated by tar. It's just awful. You know, I was there on Saturday cleaning the beach together with my friends and a lot of caring citizens who saw the horrible pictures and were just devastated, and all we wanted to do was to get there as fast as we can to get this tar out of our beaches.
What do we know so far about the cause of the spill?
Just now, actually, the Ministry of Environmental Protection banned the publication of the identification of the ship.
A gag order.
Yeah, that's what they did. The ship that the oil spill came from. And this is obviously very upsetting for us because, like, why? Why do you have to gag order it? The public that is affected by this, we deserve to know who's in charge of this. And those people should be held accountable. The people who are on the ground right now taking care of the dirty work are environmental groups and citizens that care about this issue and not the government. And the government is busy with putting gag orders on things.
Well, Yara, let's get back to what this looks like. You said you went out and volunteered to help clean up the beaches over the weekend. What did you see?
Well, you see tar everywhere. It's in these small, tiny pieces of microplastic, and it's in big chunks throughout the beach. In some beaches, there were a lot of dead animals who were covered completely with tar, like lizards and sea turtles and seagulls. You know, when you pick up the tar, you actually smell oil. And the people who organize the beach cleanups really asked us to come for only 2 hours and not more because it's dangerous to be exposed to this material for so long.
Yeah, I was going to say this is toxic sludge, a fin whale that washed up on shore dead, and some of the tar was discovered in its digestive system, although we don't know if that is the cause of death. But I'm wondering if the oil or being near it had any side effects on you.
Well, for the whole day after that, I felt my throat very burned. It was unpleasant to breathe, but it wasn't, I didn't feel bad or anything.
Finally, Yara, we've heard how these beaches along Israel's Mediterranean coast are just tinted black with oil. The beach you volunteered at, can you describe what it's like on a normal happy day when there isn't an oil spill?
Yeah, so in my opinion, it's the most beautiful beach in Tel Aviv-Yafo area. It's in the south of Yafo. It's mostly quiet. There are a lot of families, both Jewish and Palestinian families, just hang out there. It's very clean, and now it's just polluted. During COVID, and still we're in COVID, but during lockdowns, one of the best things to do was to go to the nature and to just breathe for a second, right? Because you're stuck at home all the time. And the nature that we have in Tel Aviv is the beach. And now you can't even go there.
It does sound lovely when it's a normal day. I do hope things get cleaned up real soon. Yara Peretz is a climate justice activist at GreenCourse in Israel. Thank you very much, Yara. Good luck.
Thank you.